From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Obama calls the deaths of those aboard the Malaysian jet Thursday an outrage. South Africans mark Nelson Mandela Day. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the deaths of the 298 people aboard the Malaysia Airlines plane that went down over eastern Ukraine are an outrage of unspeakable proportions. Speaking at the White House Friday, Mr. Obama said evidence indicates the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile launched from an area controlled by Russian-backed separatists. He called for an international investigation into the incident, saying Russia and the separatists must adhere to an immediate ceasefire. The international medical community is mourning the sudden deaths of as many as 100 AIDS researchers and experts who were headed to a high-level AIDS conference in Australia. They were among the 298 passengers aboard a Malaysia Airlines flight that crashed in volatile eastern Ukraine. Australia's prime minister has blamed pro-Russian forces for shooting down the flight. Anita Powell files this report from Sydney.
Many of those on board the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur were respected AIDS researchers and activists, headed to a major AIDS conference that begins Monday in Melbourne, Australia. Those losses will likely compound an already tragic event by robbing the broader struggle against HIV and AIDS of some of its leading researchers. The International AIDS Society said in a Friday statement that they are still seeking details on how the crash will affect their conference. But they added, in recognition of their colleagues' great dedication to fighting this deadly epidemic, the conference will go on as planned. Anita Powell, VOA News, Sydney.
South Africans have marked the first Nelson Mandela Day since the anti-apartheid icon's death by performing acts of kindness. Organizers urged the former president's supporters to spend 67 minutes helping others on Friday to mark Mr. Mandela's 67 years of public service. Some people have volunteered in orphanages, while others have distributed handmade blankets to the less fortunate. Friday would have been Mr. Mandela's 96th birthday. More details on these stories at voanews.com. Afghan and international officials reportedly are hoping to audit 1,000 election ballot boxes a day. Daniel Feldman, the U.S. deputy to the special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, told reporters in Washington Friday that so far, more than 133 ballot boxes of a total of 23,000 have been audited since the process began on Thursday. And he said the audit will ramp up since the full regiment of international observers are in place in Kabul, or once the full regiment of international observers are in place in Kabul. And a deal mediated by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Abdullah and Ghani agreed to full UN-supervised audit of the entire runoff poll, some 8 million votes, and committed to abide by the final results. The candidate, Abdullah Abdullah, rejected the outcome of the June 14th runoff vote in Afghanistan, in which he trailed. Abdullah accused President Hamid Karzai, election authorities, and the campaign of his opposition, Ashraf Ghani, of colluding against him to rig the vote that could lead to the first peaceful transfer of power in Afghanistan's history. A powerful storm that killed dozens in the Philippines strengthened into a super typhoon before hitting southern China Friday afternoon. Chinese meteorological officials say Typhoon Ramosun has hit the southern Chinese island of Hainan on its way to the province of Guangdong. With winds of more than 200 kilometers per hour, Chinese officials say the storm is the strongest to hit Hainan in 40 years. Accordingly, the Cambodian capital has formally charged two more opposition members with insurrection and incitement in the wake of violent clashes between protesters and authorities. The violence came earlier this week after supporters of the Cambodian National Rescue Party turned on district security guards who had barred them from entering Freedom Park. There's more on all of these stories at voanews.com. Visit us 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.